This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
No immigration policy? No problem. Just use the budget. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Immigration in a moment. First, there are 2.2 billion active iPhones in the world. And the U.S. Department of Justice plus 16 attorneys general are suing the company that makes them, Apple, accusing it of exploiting an illegal monopoly. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has the latest.
Apple's so-called walled garden has helped make it a $3 trillion company. But this web of gadgets, chiefly the iPhone and all the services that come with it, also makes the Apple ecosystem hard to quit. That's the allegation brought by federal prosecutors on Thursday. They say Apple keeps users hooked on the iPhone by undermining apps, products, and services that would make users less reliant on the device. The effect of this alleged monopoly, higher costs for consumers and developers, among others. Apple said in a statement that the Department of Justice lawsuit, if successful, would hinder its ability to create the kind of technology people expect from it, in which the company's many offerings intersect. Apple said it will vigorously defend against the suit. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Trouble for Apple's walled garden across the Atlantic, too. The EU's antitrust chief, Margaret Vestager, earlier this week warned Apple it would investigate new fees the company is imposing on app makers. Medical debt. It is the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States and affects almost a third of working Americans. Yes, 90% of people do have some form of insurance, but deductibles and copays can be very high. Some drugs can be exorbitantly expensive, even with insurance, let alone without. All of this can add up to a serious financial burden. So much so that the need for insurance is influencing the major life decisions that people make. Allison Sesso is president and CEO of RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit charity that helps people burdened by healthcare costs. She spoke at a Marketplace Morning Report special panel on medical debt, moderated by Marketplace's David Brancaccio.
There's a lot of people that aren't able to leave their jobs, that aren't able to be mobile, that stick in the same place and make different choices about their, you know, upward mobility based on that, holding on to that insurance just so that they can have access to care, be it pharmaceuticals or otherwise.
That's Allison Sesso, a consumer rights advocate, speaking with my Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio at our Health and Wealth panel from this week. We'll have more from that event next week. SpaceX, that's Elon Musk's company aiming to eventually get people on Mars. It's accused of requiring current employees as well as employees who were fired or laid off to sign illegal agreements. The National Labor Relations Board says the agreements include confidentiality and non-disparagement clauses that go so far as to interfere with workers' rights to advocate for better working conditions. SpaceX is privately held, so no stock update there.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The House is set to vote today on a $1.2 trillion spending package just ahead of a deadline for a partial government shutdown. It includes funding for the Departments of Defense, State, Labor, and Health and Human Services, and for the Department of Homeland Security. Specifically, it includes a significant bump in funding for border security. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
It was just a couple of weeks ago that Congress failed to pass a bipartisan immigration and border security bill. So the almost $62 billion in discretionary spending for DHS now kind of looks like a border security bill light.
This is one of the most astounding immigration enforcement increases that we've seen.
David Beer is Associate Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute.
You're talking about almost a 35% increase in the Border Patrol budget.
Part of that is almost half a billion dollars to more or less double the size of the force by hiring 22,000 more Border Patrol agents.
I'm skeptical of their ability to do that. We've seen Border Patrol try to recruit and be unable to do so, but this is certainly a huge amount of money.
The funding package also includes more than $100 million for border security technology, plus
some funding to fight the asylum backlog at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Julia Gillott is an associate director at the Migration Policy Institute. She says while there's lots of cash for border and immigration enforcement,
we also, in the prior funding bill, saw that there was a decrease in the funding for immigration courts.
The opposite of what's needed to process that backlog. Jenny Murray is president and CEO of the National Immigration Forum and says the focus on enforcement at the southern border ignores other pressing immigration concerns.
It actually doesn't give quite enough resources to the other cities around the country that are also dealing with migrants and newcomers.
Without more comprehensive immigration reform, annual appropriations bills seem to be the only path for movement. But
this isn't the best way to solve the issue. It might be a Band-Aid for a short term, but likely this will also, soon prove not to be a solution.
Because, says Murray, you can't enforce your way out of a border crisis. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
The proposed spending bill would also bar funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees until March of 2025. The agency provides shelter, food, and water for refugees. In January, the White House said it was temporarily pausing new funding to UNRWA after Israel accused 12 of the agency's 13,000 employees in Gaza of participating in the deadly October 7th Hamas attack. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.